You know, the Bible says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Do you know that there are things about God that we don't know yet? I always tell my people in the congregation, come to the house of God with expectations, believing the Lord. And I believe if we do, by faith, God will do great and mighty things in you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so wonderful to have you join us today on Truth and Fact. I pray that you are having a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I want to talk about raising our expectations. You know, sometimes when people go to church, they don't really come expecting God to move, and really we're only hurting ourselves. God wants us to come believing Him by faith with great expectations. You know, there just might be some things that you don't know about God that He wants to reveal to you. The fact is, we don't know everything there is to know about God. If we did, we would be God, but we're not God, so we're always learning. And it's also true that we have things yet to learn about His Word. You know, God's Word is inexhaustible. We will always be learning the Word of God. In fact, if you think you know everything about God's Word and you can't be taught anything else, then there's a problem. Well, I've been in the faith for 50 years. What are you going to tell me new? No, my friend, no, God can speak to you. God can give you understanding. You don't know everything there is to know about the Bible. So let's be teachable. Let's subject ourselves to God and His Word and ask God for understanding and revelation according to His Word. Too often we settle for much less than what God wants to do through us. You know, we read in Jeremiah 32:27, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? And we answer back by saying, no, Lord, absolutely not. There is nothing too hard for you. With God, all things are possible. You see, we believe that with God, all things are possible. Yet, when we face a difficult situation, we begin to qualify our belief in God and lower our expectations of what God will do. My friend, it's one thing to believe God could perform a miracle in the Bible or 1,000 years ago, but it's another thing to wholeheartedly believe that God can do anything He chooses to do in our lives today. It's easier to believe God for somebody else than it is for ourselves. I remember several years ago when I was sick with a terrible disease called Guillain-Barré. It wasn't a sickness that just lasted a week or two or a month. It was something that lasted over a year, and I still feel some of the residue of it today. You know, I can pray for somebody else and believe God for healing. I can lay hands on them, anoint them, and pray the prayer of faith and believe the Lord to touch them and to help them and to heal them. But I'm going to be honest with you. I had trouble believing God for my own healing or for myself. You know, when God speaks to us, what we do next proves what we really believe about Him, regardless of what we say about Him. Oh, we can say all kinds of things about God, but it's our actions that really prove what we really believe about Him. We can talk up a good talk, but what about our walk? You know, faith without action is dead. Faith without works is dead. No, we don't work our way to heaven. We don't work our way for God to forgive us of our sins. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about Christians that are saved. I'm just saying this, that if we have faith, then our actions will stem out of that faith. Our actions tell us what kind of faith we have. We can say that God can heal, but not believe Him for healing ourselves. We can say that God can deliver and yet not believe Him for deliverance ourselves. We can say that God baptizes in the Holy Ghost and yet not believe Him to baptize me. My friend, we can pray all kinds of prayer to make it sound good to everybody else, but yet not even really believe what we pray. My friend, let's believe God according to His Word, and the Lord will do great and mighty things in your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.